Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, they found him. They interviewed him. Then they sent him home. The 14-year-old boy, that's who we're talking about, who was wanted in questioning about the Tessa Majors stabbing murder. We get a live update now on the investigation with 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria.
And you are so right, Brian. The 14-year-old boy spent the night home with his family. Although the police had him at the 26th Precinct Station House for several hours yesterday, in the end, he wasn't arrested and he wasn't charged with the vicious murder of Tessa Majors. The NYPD is being very careful, moving very cautiously with how they handle his case. Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison even tweeted yesterday that the teen's attorneys were with him during the entire investigative process. There were several detectives from the crime scene unit there as well. Undoubtedly, the boy gave them a DNA sample. Now, the police think the victim, who was a Barnard College freshman, might have bitten one of the suspects during the robbery and murder. So they'll be looking for a DNA match between the 14-year-old and the DNA from the scene. So for now, the teen is free. For how long is the unanswered question? Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds, live outside police headquarters.
Thank you, Carol. Obviously, a lot going on with this case. Keep it locked to 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for updates. As we know it, you will know it.